Today in Detroit, General Motors and the United Auto Workers returned to the bargaining table, capping off a week where both sides reported progress toward a new deal. One of the main issues has been the transfer of retiree health care costs to a union-managed fund. For decades, retirement for a UAW member meant a solid pension and lifetime health care. Now that could change. NPR's Frank Langfitt has more.
The flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands.
Today is the monthly retirees meeting at UAW Local 22 in Detroit. This is home to many of the workers who built Cadillac into one of the world's great brands. Several hundred retirees amble in and take seats beneath the fluorescent lights for a ham and roast beef lunch. They've also come for an update on contract talks with General Motors.
This is the worst. Nothing like this before.
That's James Sweeney. He's 78 and used to work as a ding man repairing Cadillac bodies.
This is the first actual worry that I think that retirees have had.
That worry is a plan by GM to get rid of its health care obligations to Sweeney and nearly 270,000 other retirees. The company wants to put money in a trust fund and let the union take over responsibility. Sweeney hates the idea. He's afraid a trust fund will dry up and he'll have to pick up the tab.
When they run out of money, what would happen? GM would have no reason to refund it and say, hey, you took a buyout and it's yours. Let's face it. I hate to think that my medical depends on the stock market.
Why should we dial out with negotiators?
George McGregor is president of Local 22. He knows retirees like Sweeney are worried. McGregor takes the microphone and urges them to trust the union's bargaining committee.
So let's have faith and let's support them because they're going to go get us a contract that's going to benefit and going to be in the best interest of all of us, active and the retirees workers.
These days, UAW retirees ride an emotional arc from anxiety and fear to anger and frustration over a fast-changing world. Next up at the microphone is Frank Serrazio, one of the retirees' officials.
We got a new horizon. We got something called a global economy. You know what that means? If you want to get a job, you're going to have to go to China or India or somewhere outside of the United States because they're not going to build cars here in the U.S. unless you and I come together and support candidates that are going to support the things that you and I and our families need.
And at every meeting, there is a reminder of the passage of time.
Anyone else in the audience know of anyone that passed away recently?
Herman!
Howard Daniel!
Some retirees at today's meeting began with GM in the 1940s. They recall the glory days when Detroit's Big Three owned the U.S. market. Jim Renfro is 86. He used to work assembly on the old Fleetwood.
I mean, I can remember when we was working in the plant that people would wait 6-8 months for a Cadillac.
As somebody who's devoted your life to the car business, how do you feel about watching it change the way it has?
Well, it hurts. I'll be honest with you. My grandfather came here in 1913 to work for Ford Motor Company. I hate to see the changes, and it irks me when I see that the imports are selling more cars in this country than we are. I mean, that just galls me.
For many retirees, the current talks over health care come down to a promise. John Bates spent 35 years with GM. He sees it like this.
You have to take care of the people that took care of you and made you all that money. You know, the General Motors didn't make that money by themselves. That being a factor, we should be taken care of in our elderly years. You know?
But if General Motors has its way, it will rewrite its social contract with its retirees. And then, the responsibility to look after the sick will no longer fall on the company, but the union itself. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.